Joining me now from Mapleton Schools is their school superintendent, Jody O'Mara, and Amber Tucker, who is the brand new preschool teacher. Is that correct?
Yes.
So we've got a new preschool at Mapleton.
We do.
How long has this been in the works?
It's been about 6 years that it's been in the works. It was brought to the school board by some community members that were interested and saw a need for preschool. And the need just kind of grew and the momentum grew enough that we were able to secure enough grant funding that we're able to open a preschool this year.
So what I'm imagining is that a lot more younger people are moving into the community, having kids, and then having the necessity for schooling for them.
Absolutely. We have 15 3- and 4-year-olds signed up right now for preschool.
Wow. That's a lot for Mapleton. That's,
it is. It's bigger than our kindergarten size right now. So that is. It's a great, obviously, it's a need in our community.
So Amber, talk a little bit about your experience and what brings you to this point.
Well, I have actually taught preschool before and started the first Montessori school here in Florence many years ago with Suzanne Green and Patricia Immel. And those first students are now sophomores this year at Siusla.
Wow.
And Mapleton. And then for the last 7 years, I've been working in maternal and infant health. So that's prenatal to age 3. And I just was ready for a change and missed the classroom and love 3- to 5-year-olds. And so the opportunity came up and I went for it.
In preschool, I mean, because I know things are different today than they were when I was in preschool. What is the focus for that age, the 3- to 5-year-old?
The focus is learning social and emotional development and self-regulation, because when kids are able to regulate themselves, they are so much more able to learn and be in a group and be at school. So in preschool, we are going to be learning, you know, math and language and literacy also, but we're focusing on what it's like to be a friend, what it's like to be in a large group at school, and really just cultivating the joy and love of learning and being in the classroom.
Do you find that environment, if correctly done, can sort of fight off some of the things in later grades, like bullying and things like that, and maybe you know, treating others differently because they might be a different color or a different religion? Do you think that helps?
Absolutely. It helps with relationships. It helps with attaching and bonding to the teachers and respect of the school environment. It supports relationships that, you know, can last a long time. And definitely there's some research out there that's showing that preschool programs, you know, they're seeing the benefits and the impact as early as third grade.
Well, it's so interesting because parents are parenting different today than they did 20, 30, 40 years ago. Goodness gracious. I can't believe I'm saying that at this point. But I was listening to a report in the news today talking about how this one teacher, one school is forbidding fifth graders to date because they get broken hearts. And I'm like, fifth graders dating? I never even would have thought of that as a kid growing up. But things are changing. Things are different. Parents are a little less, I don't know, stuck in this thing of, well, this is the way it's got to be. And it's more like free. How do you deal with parents that are different these days?
Well, I think that my goal is that we are building community in preschool. Some of these kids will be together until they graduate high school. And those parents will all know each other through that process. So in the first year of preschool, then my goal, and I think our goal, is to build community and support parents and to know that this is a place of resource and support and that we're all here to support these children in their development.
So do you foresee a lot of interaction and a lot of group things with parents and the kids over the initial school year or over the period of school in general?
Yeah. I mean, I think that we have an open door policy in our classroom. There's all sorts of opportunities for parents to participate in whichever skill is their best to offer and what they're comfortable with. And we hope to offer parenting support groups and parenting classes and to support parents in feeling like this is a great place. Even if maybe their experience many years ago wasn't that great, they might have a chance to repair that and see school in a different light.
I wonder, because my daughter, who is now 30-something, I remember when she was in preschool, she learned to write cursive, write her name. She learned to read. She got into first grade in this particular school in Arizona, so it's not here. And they were like, oh, no, don't write your name. We don't want you writing your name. We don't want you doing any of that stuff. We're not reading. We're doing social. And this was first grade. So I'm like, sort of like kind of backwards thing. And then eventually my daughter hated reading after that. And it was like, I think that was kind of a backwards way to do things. So, you know, you take a – is your philosophy to take a child where they're at and build upon that?
Definitely. There'll be a huge continuum of skills that come into our classroom. And we are set up to where we can cater to those individual needs. And there'll be opportunities for kids to learn how to recognize which name is theirs. And then there'll be opportunities for kids to practice writing their first and last name. And some children will already have that skill when they come to our class. And all those skills are welcome. And all of them will be have the opportunity to have more growth and development in each one.
I can text my name. No, that's terrible. Jody, obviously, you know, a lot of work went into this, and a lot of people are kind of responsible for making this happen. Mm-hmm. Did you have a grant writer, or did you write grants? How did this go to get the money for this?
We developed a preschool advisory committee that was small to begin with, and then we brought parents of preschoolers into that as well. One person that was very important in our grant writing process was Susie Lacer. And Stephanie Sarles through the Siuslaw Vision, they loaned her services. And so she was able to assist us in writing several key grants that allowed us to fund the program for 2 years so that we can get it up and running and then hopefully be able to sustain it so that it is at a low cost or no cost to our families.
Is this something that you foresee needing grants on a continual basis? Or is this something you figure after the first 2 years you'll be able to?
I think we could always, with education in any place, use small grants to help with field trips and social-emotional activities that kids can participate in. But my hope is that the majority of the funding will either come from the state when they realize the importance of pre-K education and or through Preschool Promise funds, which is not necessarily a grant, but it's a program out there that provides preschool for small, rural, low-income families.
Do you see the environment in Mapleton growing to the extent where you might even see more families coming in and have a greater need with the 3 to 5 year olds?
I do. We've seen it grow with families moving to Florence or to Mapleton just in the last year or two. Families come in. I like to describe it as a bedroom community of Florence and of Eugene. Vanita Eugene. So I think it's a need right now, and we're so excited to be able to fill that need for our community.
So when are things going to get started? When do you feel like you'll get ready?
In a couple weeks.
Okay.
And we're doing what Amber calls a soft start, and she can explain what that looks like for our kinders or for our incoming preschoolers.
Okay.
Yeah, so the soft start is like a staggered start. We'll have group A come for half of a day in the first week for 2 days, and group B will come for half the day for 2 days. And that lets, and then the following week we'll do a full day, 2 days, and a full day for 2 days for both groups. And then the third week we'll all come together for the full day. The reason why we do that is small groups are much easier to teach new routines, and it feels safer. It feels like we can give more individualized attention and really get to know each child in the class. And it can be overwhelming. Some of these children, it's the first time that they've been away from family and their parents. So this just gets us off with a really strong start and a good foundation.
I guess it makes sense because if you start them off with their expectations in small groups, then when you get them in larger groups, they already know those expectations, so they don't have to sit there and go, oh, now what am I supposed to do?
Right. It's also just easier to communicate in a smaller group at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then they'll know as a larger group because we'll be all learning the same thing again, but in a larger group, and they'll have something to build from.
Well, and I imagine, too, and I would hate to say that there would ever be any problem children in 3 to 5 year old status. But I guess I would say that in a small group, you kind of know the ones to keep your eye on, so that when the group gets larger, you still kind of know which ones to keep your eyes on.
I guess so.
I mean, that's not saying. Trust me, having been a kid, I know I was one of those kids. So.
There's no such thing as bad behavior, maybe just mistaken behavior as 3 year olds.
Right. There you go. Okay, we'll go with that. So what other things do we need to know about this program?
Well, I do want to point out that we were given some amazing grants from amazing community organizations, and I would like to give a shout out. We received donations from private donations through Sayula Education Foundation that were then funneled to the Mapleton Community Preschool. We have a great grant from United Way of Lane County. That was for $50,000. Oregon Community Foundation gave us a $32,000 grant this year and the ability to apply for the next 2 years for continuing grant funds. Western Lane Community Foundation, Mapleton Community Foundation, Lane Education Foundation, as well as a technical assistance grant from Ford Family Foundation to help us develop the business plan for our preschool. So we've had a lot of support from local community agencies to help make this happen. And so it's just amazing to see the community come together around this great need.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty good. Again, you're starting up in a couple of weeks. I guess you pretty much already know who's coming, so we don't have to encourage people to go sign up. We already know who the new members are going to be.
We do. We do. We have 15 kiddos signed up. They're 3- and 4-year-olds, and our limit is 20. Preference is given to 4-year-olds who will be entering kindergarten next year within the Mapleton School District boundary, and then 3-year-olds within the Mapleton School District boundary. And then we will take students from outside of the Mapleton School District boundary.
As long as you haven't reached your
correct.
Maximum.
As long as we haven't reached the maximum. And there is a pre-registration form you can find on our district website.
All right. Jody O'Meara, Amber Tucker, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Well, if you like getting spooked, we talk with Melanie Hurd about the Haunted Maze coming up next on the October edition of Our Town.